The Bluegrass Pro Chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists will host a free public forum Thursday night, February 23rd. That's this Thursday, titled Finding Real Facts in an Alternative Fact World. It's a panel of local, regional, and national professionals. Al Cross is the director of the Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues, also an associate professor of school journalism at UK. Al's with us now. Al, good morning.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
I'm fine. When you sent me this news release, I thought, yeah, we got to talk about this. And we're going to try to get somebody from out over there at your place to come on and do a whole show with us on it, because the news media is incredibly under fire, particularly.
Hey, Jack. Let's be sure to say news media are. Because when you say is, it makes it sound monolithic, like, they're all the same or all in
confusion. Ah.
The news media are quite diverse.
Oh, excuse me. Man, I hate talking to people that are professors.
But everybody says that, Jack. No, it's just that, you know, it's a concept that people have grown to embrace, and it's a wrong concept, and it kind of skews how people look at the news media. It's also important to say news media, because there are media out there that aren't really so much about news as they are about information and entertainment.
Yeah.
So news media are.
Okay, news media are.
Point.
All right, why this Finding Real Facts in an Alternative Fact World forum? What do you hope to accomplish from that?
Well, we want a greater understanding by the public of how journalists do their jobs and are supposed to do their jobs. And we want a greater understanding by journalists of how the public views the news media. People paint with this simple broad brush, and it's a lot more nuanced and lots of gray area than people would like to think. People don't really think deeply about this subject. This is not a major concern to most people. But the president and the governor have sort of raised it on the agenda of concern, so we thought we'd address it.
And who will be there?
We'll have Campbell Robertson, who is a national correspondent for the New York Times, based in New Orleans, but he may be moving to this part of the country as a part of his work.
Hmm.
Ryan Craig, who is president of the Kentucky Press Association and publisher of the Todd County Standard down at Elkton, the number one small newspaper in Kentucky for 9 years in a row.
Wow.
Tom Eblin of the Herald Leader, Kathy Stone, assistant news director at WLEX, and Jim Waters of the Bluegrass Institute for Public Policy Solutions. He's a frequent media critic in that role, but he's a former editorial writer for the Bowling Green Daily News. And this will be moderated by Jenny Whitehouse, who is a communications professor at Eastern Kentucky University. This is also part of the series that we're doing at the School of Journalism and Media at UK called Challenges to Journalism. We've been doing that for a couple of weeks, and we have other programs planned in March and April.
This is going to be this Thursday, 6:30 to 8 in the Central Library downtown.
That's right, and we hope folks will come out and engage in a civil dialogue about a process that's very important to democracy, uncovering facts and delivering them to the people so that they can be good citizens and so that the people in power can be held accountable.
Will there be a Q&A time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We'll certainly engage with the audience. I say we. I'm not part of this panel. I'm just a director of the Bluegrass SPJ chapter, but I'm a co-advisor to the UK SPJ chapter.
And civil being the operative term there, it is, on social media particularly, it is so uncivil now, and probably worse than I ever remember. Of course, I know social media hadn't been around forever, but it sure has contributed to a lot of nastiness.
Yeah, I wish people would learn to mind their manners on social media.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem with social media are that there is no discipline of verification like we have in journalism. You know, journalists don't just print stuff without some cause. People on social media can say anything they want without any support for it. People who are inclined to believe something they read will believe it and won't even look behind it. Journalists practice a discipline of verification. And that means we attribute what we report if we can't verify it ourselves.
Well, it sounds like an interesting evening. And again, it's Thursday night, 6:38, room A of the Central Library. I guess you just show up, right?
Just show up and make yourself comfortable and come with a good question or two in mind.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. Al Cross.
Thank you.